Our next presenter is Claudia Cerna. Claudia Cerna is a dentist from Colombia, South America, and a licensed dental hygienist in the state of Florida. She holds a master's degree of public health with specialization in health promotion and disease prevention, and is currently pursuing a PhD in public health at Florida International University. She is the social media coordinator for Oral Health Florida and the American Association of Public Health Dentistry. And I'd like to add to that she is also the Facebook and social media coordinator for the oral health section of APHA, and she's done wonders for our section. And if you haven't joined us yet on Facebook, please do. Let's welcome Claudia.
Good morning. So my topic today is the use of social media platforms. In this case, they are going to be Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube in dental public health. So there are not any disclosures. So to start, like a lot of people probably know what is social media, but it's important to kind of review that it's an online platform for communicating and engaging with the public. The whole idea with social media is when the communication is an interactive two-way. So before, like normal media, is just the information goes in one way. In this case, information goes either way, from the delivering and from the person that is receiving the information. This presentation is going to be just based in, there are a lot of social media sites right now, but this is based just in Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, which are the most common ones. So the goals of social media, the idea of social media is to build a network. So it's to connect people that talk about the same issues and just like put it all together. Like if they are in Hawaii, Florida, or Texas, that they're getting all together through the social media to kind of talk about the issues that are happening. It's to develop relationships, to find other people that want to communicate with you regarding what you're studying or what you want to see regarding different issues in dental public health. And also to facilitate communication so you can engage with others. So the different social media sites, in this case, Facebook offers a page where organizations, institutions, and agencies can post relevant information on their page about, in this case, dental public health. Twitter is an open platform, but the difference is that in Twitter, you can just put 140 characters. So it's like a small message that you put. You can post things like in a day, like you can do like 5 tweets a day because it is really small the characters that you can use. And then YouTube is an online sharing platform where you can it's a visual way to engage with people. And there are a lot of research that has said that YouTube regarding like videos has made people to take different personal health decision makings because a lot of people just look to Twitter to see what's happening, what message do they have. So the use of social media in dental public health. So what I did is I went through the most common social media agencies, organizations, and institutions to find out if they have or not social media and they are engaged with that. So most of them, these are some of the examples. There are more out there, but these are some of the most common ones. Every single of these ones, they have a Facebook. Some of them have Twitter. Some of them have YouTube. But the idea is right now they are communicating. So if for example, if Oral Health America is posting different things and the Institute of Oral Health likes the Oral Health America Facebook page, they get that information. So everybody's connected to everybody. So we know what other people are doing. So we can help each other just to communicate and to see what's happening. So the idea is like, this is just these are growing platforms. So a lot of the agencies probably are going to be keeping and doing more things. And every time there are new platforms going every day, for I say. So here's an example. In this case, for example, ADA, APHE, ADHA, they have some information on Twitter. So if they like each other, so they all know what is happening between them, and they can communicate through each other. But social media, it's really well because you can communicate, you can build relationships, you can build network, but there are some challenges that a lot of people are facing. Some of them is like you require a person or a team that has to maintain the pages, because you cannot just develop a page and just forget about the page. It's a two-way communication. You have to keep engaged with the people. People are going to be posting things. You have to answer. You have to like back. So always you have to have that. It's kind of an investment of commitment that you have to be checking all the time, your social media platforms, to get more people to join you. The other challenge that we're facing is like there is a lot of information out there. Like I quote here in 1982, the bestseller of Megatrend, Just Nesbitt, states, "We are drawing in information, but it's starved of knowledge." Right now with the internet, there is a lot of information. And most of the information probably is not credible. So the whole idea of social media sites is for institutions, agencies, and organizations to have a presence there and post things that are real. So people can follow real agencies, say, okay, I believe this is true because this is an agency who is important and is talking really well things. Because otherwise people are just following whatever other people are saying, which most of the time is not true. So the idea is with agencies needs to compete with the information that most of the time out there is out there and is not that accurate. So like I said, we have like institutions, agencies, organizations needs to communicate through these platforms credible, accurate, and reliable information so they can compete with the people that is out there that they don't have a credible information. And if this agency they start to put in things, people will come back, we will follow them because they will say, okay, we feel confidence about this site and we feel confidence of the message that they are giving us to us. There are also ethical considerations regarding these social media sites. These are great because you can sustain relationships, you engage with other people, but some of the considerations are these platforms invading the privacy of the public. A lot of people say, oh my God, I don't want my information to be there. This is not a lot. There are pictures, there are things that I don't want. There are ways that you can block, and it's just whatever you want to put. It's nothing that is out there that is, you can manage whatever is there or is not. The other is, are we being honest with the people or just using this tool as propaganda for our own interest? The idea is, yes, we want to build our relationship. We want our organization to be out there and to have a name, but we also want to help to engage and help the public with the message that we are giving. And the other consideration will be, can people maintain their integrity while they are using these platforms? Because in the case, there are a lot of people that were saying, no, I don't like the message that you just put. So you just have to be careful in the way that you are communicating with the people. And you have to kind of explain, this is what we are doing. So have a nice communication when you are there and try to respect other people's thinking. So as a conclusion, the idea is that social media allows for a tailoring of a message to help acknowledge concerns, try to promote action, and to listen what other people say. So the important part here is like when social media, you listen what other people want to tell you. So based on that, you say, okay, people want to know about this. So you start posting information. So that's what is a two-way interaction. So this is a valuable tool because you can understand what issues are happening, if people are having any problems with knowledge. You are also going to address misunderstanding. There are, like I said before, a lot of information that is not accurate. With here, you can, if you are an association and you want to promote, you can put relevant and good information about different topics and to help with the myths that a lot of people are having. So the use of social media is going to continue growing. Like right now, there is like a part of Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you have Google Plus, you have Pinterest. There are different ones, but each institution or organization has to see which one is going to work better for them, because they don't have all of them, but just have some that can help you to move the message out. And then dental health professionals, in this case, we need to kind of understand to use these platforms, because the public is using it. So if we don't use it, we're going to be like out there, like not knowing what is happening outside. Like, we have to think, like, outside the box. So if we know these people are using it, so why we don't use them? So the whole idea of social media is not about just the number of fans or the posts on the engagement or your follower. It's about to provide a quality, relevant information to the people that is really willing to engage with you. And a recommendation when people are using social media sites, like if you have different social media sites, it's really important to align them and to have a same message in all of them. Like, you cannot post something on Facebook and then just oppose what you are saying on Twitter. So everything has to kind of match. So if you have different ones, if you put in like you have credibility because you are managing all of them with the same message that you want just to disseminate, then you will get better results. Here is my reference, and that's it. Thank you so much.
We have a few minutes for questions for Claudia so that we could take those now. Yes. Let me see if I can paraphrase. The question is, how do you look at the quality of the messages going on so that the messages are relevant and current and not boring? Okay. And if there's a feedback loop to if organizations are being responsive. This is being recorded. That's why we have to repeat the questions.
So for that chart, I did it because I'm studying public health. So I have the same chart with all the public health agencies also. So I look all the different public health agencies. And I know for governments, it has been really hard. But now they are implementing because I know for certain firewalls, people cannot access to that. But right now, the information that is there is getting really, the quality is getting really good because people are understanding, like agencies are, for example, governments, they are putting really well information and there is a lot of great feedback from people. There are not a lot of studies about it because this is just a new trend. You can know that things are getting good and you're getting a good feedback because of the comments that people just post. But something that we have to kind of keep going is probably make more studies to see if this is if people are feeling that the quality of the information that is out there is good.
Are there any other questions for Claudia? Yes. So the question is, how do you know who your audience is, and if it's professionals who are interested in your association, or lay people, or both?
So they will be both. In this case, for example, agencies or organizations can communicate with other agencies and other organizations, or either with people that are inside, that are members, but also the public also look for organizations to look for information. So the whole idea is to have both, to just reach both.
With the same.
Correct, because you can put information regarding your association, but also you can just put information regarding the public, because I know that with the message, there are certain words that are different in, when you're talking to the public, that you're talking to the organization, but you can combine them. And the idea is just try to, everybody just can understand what is the message. The whole idea is just get your word out and trying to get people to understand and to know what's happening, in this case, regarding oral health.
I had a question for Claudia. Whoever is monitoring the pages or social media, do you edit people's comments or filter them or look for things that may not appropriately reflect the organization that you're putting information out about?
So that's one of the ethical considerations. What they are suggesting is like you should not delete or edit what other people are putting, because it's what the whole idea is to be clear. So if other people are posting things that are not relevant or are not good for your organization, you just have to respond in a good manner. But the idea is, they say, do not delete it, because otherwise people are going to say, no, they're just doing whatever they want to do. And this is a two-way communication. You have to respect other people's thinking. So it is hard for that reason, but you have to know how to respond in that case.
Natalie? So the question is, does Claudia know anything about infographics to keep messages fresh and interesting?
I don't know if that's what the site, what is called Pinecrest, that you can just pin different things. I don't know if that's regarding that, but I know when you are doing social media, like you were saying about the quality and the message has to be really good so people can kind of, like for example in Twitter, there are just 140 characters, so you really need to condense the message and put it really well that people will just follow. Also, the whole idea is to put a lot of pictures on graphics with some of the information so people, they don't get bored about that. But regarding your informatics, I'm not really sure if that's the one that I'm doing with the Pinterest, but I will follow that and then I will let you know.
Are there any other questions for Claudia? How many of you? Oh, yes. Sorry.
I apologize, I came in late. But does this work better for large communities or smaller communities, or does it matter?
The question is, does this work better for large communities or smaller ones, and does it matter?
Doesn't matter, because the idea is you want to just give the message out. Of course, you want to know what, like, you want to tailor the message, but in this case, for example, with dental public health, your message is regarding oral health. So you kind of know what is out there, what you want to give. But it doesn't matter if it's a large or it's a small community.
Any other questions? Well, thank you, Claudia.